Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast, show number 232.
When he awoke, he found himself tied and gagged in a hold of a ship. He could hear no water, just wind and cranks and gears, and the smell of coal. It was intense. It was terrifying. It was the Irish Stout. If you would like to know more about what happened to Mark Gunn, go to Kickstarter today and type in Dragons vs. Pirates.
It's hard.
The Parsec Award-winning show, the Renaissance Festival Podcast. And here are your hosts, the gatekeeper for Between the Worlds, an expert in all magical creatures, Tony Autumn. A man who is always away on a mission for Merlin and is shrouded in mystery, Joe Hiddu. A man that doesn't own a single pair of pants or tights, Mark Gunn. The keeper of the enchanted windows, Angelica. Expert in all things piratical, Captain Nicholas London. Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Tony Artem.
And I'm Joe Hadu.
So that first song you heard was Belfast Mountains by Colleen Radin and Coman McCarthenins from Colin, we think. Please let us know if we mispronounced your name. We'd like to know to be able to get it correct. But you can always visit our show notes. So how are you doing, Joe? It's the middle of summer.
It is. It's spring has sprung. Plants are growing, and hopefully my garden will do well this year.
Yeah, mine too. Hopefully the fairies will stop by the fairy garden and help the plants grow here.
Yeah, my kids have built a fairy house, which is hilarious. It's a pile of sticks decorated with ribbons and all sorts of wonderful things. It's quite lovely.
Awesome. So you want to introduce that wonderful next song that we're listening to?
Sure. Coming up next, we have Si Per Sulphur by Consentio Angorum from their album Five Early Pieces.
Thank you. person leaves life thick and still. Or land that is lost now, with those so dearly held on flower of Scotland. When will we see your like again? At what and die for, you'll weave it hill and glen and stood again.
And that last song you just heard was Flowers of Scotland by the Corries from the Compressed Collection. And before that, Maurice by the Consort of Some Sort from Dennis. It's now time to get some history on.
Welcome, my lords and ladies. So in this history segment, we're going to talk about spring and spring fever. Before spring was called spring, it was called Lent in Old English. In the 14th century, this time of the year was actually called springing time, and this referred to plants springing from the ground. In the 15th century, this was shortened to springtime. Then later on in the 16th century, it was just shortened to spring as we know it today. Spring is considered a time of renewal, rebirth, and reawakening. The famous bard William Shakespeare penned a poem on spring. Human beings experience a real energy surge in the springtime, and this is caused from the increase in the sunlight. Scientists have discovered that this change in daylight triggers a change in the amounts of hormones our brains produce, including an altered amount of melatonin. This hormone influences our sleep cycle as well as our mood changes. So that explains a lot of the daydreaming and our feeling better and how in the springtime we sleep less, our mood, we're happier. Kind of makes you want to go to an island and just relax. Okay, we'll talk about that later. So the sun tells our bodies to sleep less and also affects our mood. And in the wintertime, this lack of sunlight may cause us to have the winter blues. But when spring comes along, it triggers our brains to produce more serotonin. And this is the happy chemical that we all need. So this change in the mood, as well as the sunlight and more vitamin D, it makes a lot of people have spring fever. All these great benefits of spring fever may cause us to be distracted and to daydream. But that's okay. Sometimes we need that. And that's what spring is all about, a time of renewal, a time to daydream, a time to be distracted, or to be distracted. So many of the benefits of springtime with the good feel-good hormones, like the melatonin and serotonin, makes us feel happy, it makes us daydream, we're distracted, but that's a good thing. Because springtime is a time to be renewed. So let's daydream about our next song. I am Sonia, and this has been A Minute in History.
History is always wonderful. And as always, if you have an idea for A Minute in History, please email us. You can email us at music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com. or renfestpodcast@gmail.com, and let us know what you would like our historian to cover in the History Minute.
Yeah, I mean, these History Minutes have been great, and there's so much to cover here. That's anybody who goes to the fair knows. It's just such a rich time period. It's fantastic to have these little bits on the show, but please do write us if you have an area you're interested in.
So we'll hop right back into the music with Haste to the Wedding, Irish Washerwoman, by the Counterfeit Bards from Bard to the Hall. Thank you.
Listen, my children, a story you'll hear, a song I will sing, it will fill you with cheer. A lovely young maiden was wed in the fall. She married a man who had no balls at all.
Oh,
no balls at all, no balls at all. She married a man who had no balls at all.
Well, the night of the wedding, she leapt into bed. Her breasts were a-heaving, her legs were well spread.
Ooh.
She reached for his haggis. His haggis was small.
Aww.
She reached for his balls. He had no balls at all.
No balls at all. No balls at all. She reached for his balls. He had no balls at all. Oh, mother, oh, what shall I do? For I've married a man who's unable to screw. For many long years I've avoided the call. Now I've married a man who has no balls at all.
Oh,
no balls at all. No balls at all. Now I've married a man who has no balls at all.
Oh, daughter, now don't you feel sad. I had the same trouble with your dear old dad. There's many young men who will answer the call of the wife of a man who has no balls at all.
No balls at all. No balls at all. Of the wife of the man who has no balls at all. So the daughter, she heeded her mother's advice and found the proceedings exceedingly nice. And a bouncing young baby was born in the fall to the wife of the man who had no bowels at all.
Hey!
No bowels at all, no bowels at all, to the wife of the man who had no bowels at all. No bowels at all, no bowels at all, to the wife of the man who had no bowels at all.
Sweet Kate, sweet Kate, late when a wet man left me plaining, abide, I'd call, I cried, or I died, lest I disdaining. Teak was she, what lily would I see, any silly to die with loving. Never any yet, in gale of such a fit, such a fit, have I fear of proving. Unkind, kindful, I find any light is such a fit, tormenting. Abide, I cry, or I die against her consenting. Teak was she, what made you fool of me, and I know you now have all that pleasure. But their hopes are tame, and daily really fain, and your hopes are kept at leisure. Her words, like swords, like swords cut my sorry heart in sunder. Her felt lips with doubts kept my heart's affections under. Teak was she, what a fool is he, still love once denying. Cause I have enough to become more rough, so I did all happy trouble trying.
And that was 9 points of roguery, Follow Me Down, by Colchise from Bruscar Ban.
And before that, Sweet Kate by Cormatico from Cormatico.
And before that was No Balls at All by Crass Roots from the Orphaned Celtic Children's Whiskey Fund, my favorite charity.
Yeah. All right. We are going to go down to the dungeon for some news.
Now it's time to head down to the dungeon for the Renaissance Festival podcast news with Tony Autumn.
Happy spring, everybody. Hope your spring is going well so far. Here at the castle, we are still under some snow. Anyways, the Renaissance Magazine, issue 101, will have the Renaissance Festival Awards in them. So make sure that you pick up your copy. Divers find a 300-year-old pirate ship in the Mississippi River. Sadly, this is a fake story, but it is still a fun read. Richard III is returned to his coffin, and there is a burial that has taken place once again. There is no plans in the future to ever open his coffin again. Roland and the Rose are returning to the New Jersey Renaissance Festival. You can find out about that band by attending the New Jersey Renaissance Festival. Puke and Snot will not be at the Colorado Renaissance Festival this year, but you can catch them with their new material if they can remember it. Let me try that again. Puke and Snot will not be at the Colorado Renaissance Festival this year, but you'll be able to catch them with their new material if they remember it at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival in August and September and the Maryland Renaissance Festival in October. The fourth annual Texarkans Renaissance Festival has a GoFundMe page. They need your help to keep the festival going. Work is underway on a new Renaissance Festival near Calgorn. And as always, if you're interested in any of these news stories, there are links on our Facebook page to find out more information on them. But if you have any news, you feel free to email us at music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com or renfestpodcast@gmail.com, or you can post a link to the news article on our Facebook page, or you can call the castle at 478-CASTLES. That's 478-227-8537. And we would love to hear the news about any Renaissance festivals or events for the Renaissance festivals that are happening in your area. So keep us posted. And now back to somewhere else in the castle.
Yeah, well, that was definitely some interesting news. Let's see, we got another great set coming up. Your Direction by Curtis and Loretta from their album Just My Heart for You.
I can come to you in tears, this minute or in 20 years. I bring you every joy I find. You polish them until they shine. You take me just the way I am. You don't need perfection when I don't know which way to go. I choose your direction. I can come with dirty hair, sleep right in your favorite chair. I can wait there till you're free. You trust me with a hidden key. You take me just the way I am. You don't need perfection when I don't know which way to go. I choose your direction. I can show up on your street, pockets empty, spirits beat, sweating in the August. August heat. You say, dear, put up your feet. You take me just the way I am. You don't need profession, but I don't know which way to go. I choose your direction. Track the snow right in, bring my dirty laundry bin. Even if it's been a year, you smile and say, oh good, you're here. You take me just the way I am. You don't need perfection when I don't know which way to go. I choose your direction. I can drag my conscience in, so heavy from where it's been. You bring a lamp and look inside, and light up where the trouble lies. You take me just the way I am. You don't need perfection when I don't know which way to go. I choose your direction. I don't have to phone ahead when my heart is ripped to shreds. If I'm stranded on my own, you show up and take me home. You take me just the way I am. You don't need perfection when I don't know which way to go. I choose your direction. Choose your direction.
Very song, and just like at Bard Camp, now you're all plus one. This one time at Bard Camp, it was so funny because we thought you'd spend the whole weekend playing only in the Dorian mode, which is kind of like the minor key, but with a raised sixth, and anyway, professors didn't like it very much because it messed up some of the music theory that they were trying to teach us. And my one friend, his name was Presto Allegro, he was really hyperactive. He only played in the hyper Dorian mode. He couldn't calm down, so they brought in some druids to mix up some herbs and methylamphetamines, and now he only plays in the Ritalin mode. This one time at Bard Camp, where all the bards do go. This one time at Bard Camp, where the luteness pluck and the fluteness blow. Tunes while the drums go rat-a-tat-tat. Be sharp, be natural, never be flat. Charisma is your highest stat at the camp where the bards all go. And when you're at Bard Camp, we sing this very song. And just like at Bard Camp, now you're all plus one. This one time at Bard Camp, we had these elven exchange students come over, and elves are really friendly, and they know a lot about music and stuff. Anyway, elves have different bathing procedures than humans. They don't take baths or showers, but actually they take off all their clothes, and they rub fruit all over the naked bodies, and then they scrape it off, and that's how they get clean. But we didn't have any fruit bathing facilities, so we took them to the cafeteria, and you know the elves, they have no shame. They just took off all their clothes right there and started rubbing themselves in tangerines and nectarines and papaya and goji berries. And anyway, that day the apiary broke, and a bunch of bees got loose and flew into the cafeteria, and the elves all started running around and freaking out. And this one elf, he wouldn't calm down. A bee landed right on his forehead. We pinned him to the ground, took his lute, smashed him in the face, and that's how we got B-flat. This one time at Bard Camp, where all the bards do go. This one time at Bard Camp, where the luteness pluck and the fluteness blow. Tunes while the drums go rat-a-tat-tat. Be sharp, be natural, never be flat. Charisma is your highest stat at the camp where the bards all go. And when you're at Bard Camp, we sing this very song. And just like at Bard Camp, now you're all plus one. this one time at Bard Camp, a couple of the bards figured out musical amplification spells for their instruments, which was really cool at first, but eventually got too loud, and we had to send them out to the forest to practice. Unfortunately, they got lost, and they wandered out back to the troll feeding grounds. And if it's one thing that trolls don't like, it's bards. And if it's two things that trolls don't like, it's bards with really, really, really loud instruments. So we found what was left of them the next day, pretty much all blood and bones. Their instruments were completely destroyed. So the moral of the story is, if you're going to use musical amplification spells out in troll feeding grounds, you have to watch out for when trolls feed back. This one time at Bard Camp, where all the bards do go. This one time at Bard Camp, where the lutenist pluck and the flutenist blow. Tunes while the drums go rat-a-tat-tat. Be sharp, be natural, never be flat. Charisma is your highest stat at the camp where the bards all go. And when you're at Bard Camp, we sing this very song. And just like at Bard Camp, now you're all plus one. This one time at Bard Camp, we had a second edition bard come and visit us, which was really cool because they can shoot fireballs and magic missiles and lightning bolts and stuff, and he started showing off by blowing up all the trees. Well, we had a first edition bard with us too, and he didn't like that very much because first edition bards are kind of like druids, and they got into a big argument, and the second edition bard said, well, what are you going to do about it? There's no way a first edition character can take on a second edition character. But what the second edition bard didn't realize is that first edition bards are actually 8th level fighters, 9th level thieves, and have powerful druid magic. So the first edition bard just kicked the snot out of the second edition bard, pinned him up against a tree, grabbed him by the pants, and gave him a wedgie with his G-string. This one time at Bard Camp, where all the bards do go. This one time at Bard Camp, where the lutenist pluck and the flutenist blow. Tunes while the drums go rat-a-tat-tat. Be sharp, be natural, never be flat. Charisma is your highest stat at the camp where the bards all go. And when you're at Bard Camp, we sing this very song. And just like at Bard Camp, now you're all plus one. And if you're at Bard Camp, and tip me a buck or two, then just like at Bard Camp, then you'll be plus two. And if you're at Bard Camp and buy my CD, then just like at Bard Camp, then you'll be plus three.
For a brave and a gallant ship and a fair and a favouring breeze, with a bully crew and a captain too, to carry me o'er the seas, to carry me o'er the seas, me boys, to me true love far away. For I'm taking a trip on a government ship 10,000 miles away. Then blow ye winds, I ho, a roving I will go. I'll stay no more on air and shore to hear the fiddlers play. I'm off on the bounding main and I won't be back again. For I'm on the move to my own true love 10,000 miles away. My true love, she was beautiful, my true love, she was young. Her eyes were like the diamonds bright, and silvery was her tongue. And silvery was her tongue, me lads, as the big ship left the bay. And she said, will you remember me 10,000 miles away? Then blow ye winds, I ho, a roving I will go. I'll stay no more on air and shore to hear the fiddlers play. I'm off on the bounding main and I won't be back again. For I'm on the move to my own true love 10,000 miles away. A dark and a dismal day when last I saw my peg. She had a government band around each hand and another one round her leg. And another one round her leg, me boys, as the big ship left the bay. Adieu, says she, remember me 10,000 miles away. Then blow ye winds, I ho, a roving I will go. I'll stay no more on air and shore to hear the fiddlers play. I'm off on the bounding main and I won't be back again. For I'm on the move to my own true love 10,000 miles away. Oh, the sun may shine through the Dublin fog and the Liffey run quite clear, and the ocean bright turn into wine, and I forget my beer, and I forget my beer, me boys, or the landlord's quarter day. But I'll never forget my own true love 10,000 miles away. Then blow you winds, I ho, a roving I will go. I'll stay no more on air and shore to hear the fiddlers play. I'm up on the bounding main and I won't be back again. For I'm on the move to my own true love 10,000 miles away. Then blow you winds, I ho, a roving I will go.
I'll stay no more on there and short ear the fiddlers play. I'm off on the bound in Maine and I won't be back again, for I'm on the move to my own true love 10,000 miles away.
And that last song you just heard was 10,000 Miles Away by Dan Miller from Irish Pirate Ballads and Other Songs of the Sea.
And before that was Bard Camp by Dan Marcotti from his album Bard Camp. And as always, we're pretty much just making up the pronunciation as we go. So if it sounds like we don't know what we're talking about, we kind of don't. If you are one of these bands, or if you are someone who speaks Gaelic, please feel free to correct us. We love hearing from you.
Hello. My name is David. I am not a musician, but I like good music. I am not an entertainer, but I like to make people smile. I am not your host, but I work hard to make each show enjoyable. Let me explain. We are the Minions. We produce the show. We love the Renaissance festivals. We love the performers. We love discovering new music. We put about 20 hours of work into each podcast. But we are sad. We get no feedback. Tony asks every podcast, call, write, and still nothing. We have questions. How long should our podcast be? Under an hour or an hour and a half? Are you enjoying the new segments? Are we playing the music you want to hear? Are we doing something you don't want to hear? Please, don't make me do this again. Call, write, hell, send a pigeon! Now, back to your regularly scheduled program.
You can always contact us and give us your comments, suggestions, your favorite beer.
Yeah.
We like beer.
We got to get some beer because our anniversary show is coming up, right?
We do.
But in the meantime, while we go search for beer, maybe we should go to the tower and see what's going on.
Welcome to the tower. I'm Angelica and I keep close eye on all the affairs of the realm through my enchanted windows. These are the affairs my enchanted windows have shown for the weekend of April the 4th. Arizona Renaissance Festival, Apache Junction, Arizona. Avalon Fair, Kilgore, Texas. Renaissance Pleasure Fair, Irondale, California. Scarborough Renaissance Festival, Waxahachie, Texas. These are the fairs my enchanted windows have shown for the weekend of April the 11th. Arizona Renaissance Festival, Apache Junction, Arizona. Avalon Fair, Kilgore, Texas. Black Hawk Manor Festival, French Lick, Indiana. Renaissance Pleasure Fair, Irondale, California. San Jose Fantasy Fair, San Jose, California. Scarborough Renaissance Festival, Waxahachie, Texas. Medieval and Renaissance Fair at the Ohio State University, Columbus, Ohio. These are the fairs my enchanted windows have shown for the weekend of April the 18th. Arizona Renaissance Festival, Apache Junction, Arizona. Avalon Fair, Kilgore, Texas. Georgia Renaissance Festival, Fairburn, Georgia. Great Plains Renaissance Festival, Wichita, Kansas. Prince John's Medieval Festival, Plymouth, New Hampshire. Privateer Festival, Baltimore, Maryland. Renaissance Pleasure Fair, Irondale, California. Renaissance Fair of the Ozarks, Fayetteville, Arkansas. Scarborough Renaissance Festival, Waxahachie, Texas. These are the fairs my enchanted windows have shown for the weekend of April the 25th. Arizona Renaissance Festival, Apache Junction, Arizona. Asheville Viking Festival, Asheville, Ohio. Avalon Fair, Kilgore, Texas. Escondido Renaissance Fair, Escondido, California. Georgia Renaissance Festival, Fairburn, Georgia. Renaissance Pleasure Fair, Irwindale, California. Scarborough Renaissance Festival, Waxahachie, Texas. Southampton Renaissance Fair, Cortland, Virginia. Festival of Legends, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Next up is Bonnie Lass' Gravel Walk by Darcy Nair from High Strungs.
As I came o'er yon high, high hill, I met a bonnie lassie. She was making sore lament all for her soldier laddie. Come awa' with me, my come and be my honey, you'll never want for gold nor gear, forget your soldier laddie. My Johnny was the fairest lad ever trod the plain, oh, he's gone to fight in foreign wars. I'm a spy to behold. Your Johnny is a fool, he said, to leave a lass like thee, oh, so court another if you will, and come along with me, oh. Oh, said the bonny lassie, that can never be. Oh, said the bonny lass, you never will take me. Promised he'd return, she said, to take me for his bride, oh, so court another if you will, it's here that I will bide, oh. He'll ne'er return to thee, he said, to be your bairnie's daddy, some mademoiselle will cast a spell out o'er your soldier laddie. Oh, said the bonny lassie, that can never be. Oh, said the bonny lass, you never will take me. When he saw she'd been so true, he could no longer stand, now he's taken her up into his arms, saying, Jenny, I'm your man. Soldier lad, fought in France and Spain, oh, now I've come back to marry thee, I'll never roam again, oh. Oh, said the bonny lassie, that can never be. Oh, said the bonny lass, you never will take me. And when she saw I'd been so false, she flew into a rage, oh, she's knocked him off his good gray horse, mounted in his place, oh. Set her heels in the horse's side, galloped o'er the plain, oh, saying, fare thee well, you false young man, you'll never see me again, oh. Oh, 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 said the bonny lassie, that can never be. Oh, said the bonny lass, you never will take me. Oh, said the bonny lassie, that can never be. Oh, said the bonny lass, you never will take me. Thank you.
All right, and that was Saeed Masoodi Fallahian by David Mesajak from Poi for Gadi.
All right, and before that, The Wolf's Head by Dan Arkenstone from Myths and Legends 1.
And before that was Carolina's Farewell to Music by Darren Raleigh from Silver Wheel.
All right, since it's the middle of, it's not quite summer. We haven't had midsummer yet, but we're really, really close. So I think we should go to the garden and bug Mark for a story. Take it away, Mark.
My first dragon. Day 3. I overslept this morning. Don't know how under the circumstances, but I managed it. I looked at my watch and it was almost noon. Murphy would have my head. Panicked, I ran up on deck to find Gus manning the wheel. If I haven't said, Gus was the mate who actually did the kidnapping, though it was surely on Murphy's orders. Gus! I gasped. What is going on here? He roared with laughter. Finally decided to wake up, did ya? Don't expect to sleep like that every morning, but the captain thought a little leeway were in order. Now get to your post. We should be coming up on a dragon or two before long. My post? Oh, aye. You are going to have to earn your keep as long as you're here. Why don't you go on up to the crow's nest and look for them dragons? How exciting. I was so pumped. All my life I have been in love with dragons. I used to collect plastic ones, and now I had a chance to actually see one. It would be worth being away from Gwen and Kenzie for a little while. A very little while. As I climbed up to the crow's nest, I wondered what a real dragon would look like. Would it be like the ones in the British legends? Would it be like the Chinese luck dragons? Would it be a winged worm or a feathered serpent? There were so many different types of dragons that I remember from my Dungeons & Dragons monster manual. As I sat in the crow's nest, I glanced up, and suddenly, there it was. My first dragon. It was a red. Gus said later that it was a small one, but to me, it was massive. I was terrified and hid in the bottom of the crow's nest. I couldn't believe the size of that creature. I peeked over the rim of the nest with my phone. I wanted to take a picture of it to show Gwen, but the battery was dead. How can I prove what I have seen to everyone back home? The dragon soared overhead, but we missed it with the harpoon. I was secretly happy it got away. And the crew? They went about their duties, totally unmoved by the wave of dread I knew was on my face. I don't know how anyone could subject themselves to this life, to hunting such glorious, if scary, creatures. But that night, the crew told me stories of why they hunt. Their eyes sparkled as they recounted tales of gold hoards, dragon eggs, and fistfuls of jewels. One sailor showed me a dragon tooth he wore around his neck, the sheer size of it. It was the size of my hand. Right then and there, I decided, as much as I love the creatures, I don't really want to meet a dragon up close and personal.
And we hope you're enjoying these stories with Mark. They've really been great, and we'll keep him locked in the garden as long as possible.
It's amazing that we can keep him locked in the garden when I don't think there's a fence around the garden, but don't tell him that.
I told him there were dragons.
Oh, well. How do you know he won't want to go out and pet him or put his pirate against him?
Oh, that's true. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Well, hopefully Mark doesn't escape. If you see a very confused bard wandering around, please contact us. Let us know that he's gotten out.
Yeah, you can do that by calling the castle at 478-CASTLES. That's 478-227-8537. And let us know. Should we get back into the music?
Yeah, let's jump into our next set. Coming up, we have Quen Amoroso by Diabolos in Musica from their album Quen Amoroso.
Thank you. depths of time, the grass and moon, the stars and the sunrise, comes the maker of man, harvester of a magical tale. Of love, spark of passion, passing of time. Born a children of earth, bring she laughter, strife and war.
General Taylor, he gained the day.
Walk him along, John, carry him along.
Well, General Taylor, he gained the day.
Carry him to his burying ground.
Tell me where you store me.
Walk him along, John, carry him along.
Tell me where you store me.
Carry him to his burying ground.
We'll dig his grave with a silver spade.
Walk him along, John, carry him along.
His shroud of the finest silk will be made.
Carry him to his burying ground.
Tell me where you store me.
Walk him along, John, carry him along.
Tell me where you store me.
Carry him to his burying ground.
We'll lower him down on a golden chain.
Walk him along, John, carry him along.
On every inch we'll carve his name.
Carry him to his burying ground.
Tell me where you store me.
Walk him along, John, carry him along.
Tell me where you store me.
Carry him to his burying ground.
Well, General Taylor, he's all the go.
Walk him along, John, carry him along.
He's gone where the stormy winds won't blow.
Carry him to his burying ground.
Tell me where you store me.
Walk him along, John, carry him along.
Tell me where you store me.
Carry him to his burying ground.
Well, General Taylor, he's dead and he's gone.
Walk him along, John, carry him along.
Well, General Taylor, he's long dead and gone.
Carry him to his burying ground.
Tell me where you store me.
Walk him along, John, carry him along.
Tell me where you store me.
Carry him to his burying ground.
Tell me where you store me.
Walk him along, John, carry him along.
Tell me where you store me.
Carry him to his burying ground.
The fear is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival podcast was produced by Matt Letter, Tony Artem, and Mark Gunn. If you enjoyed the music you heard today, visit our show notes at renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support, tell your friends about the great music you found, and we will see you at the fair. Sláinte.